The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. If you were Satan and you saw a large part of your kingdom coming down, wouldn't you resolve to call out all your forces and concentrate them on that particular group which was working to advance God's kingdom? Well, that's what I believe he did about this time 400 years ago. A little band of Englishmen had so discovered what it meant to know Jesus Christ and to walk with him in this present world that they were Satan's, quote, greatest nightmare. They weren't wealthy, or for the most part, very well educated by the world's standards. But God had given them pure hearts, hearts in which, by the cleansing of the blood of Christ, He Himself had come to dwell. Christ had found a welcome will in those hearts, a will through which He could release His own will and accomplish His purpose of getting out the message of what He had done by His life, death, resurrection, ascension, and the outpouring of His Spirit into men on this earth. Christ could feel at home among them because their agreement, or covenant as the Bible calls it, with God had caused them to enter an agreement with each other to, quote, walk together in all His ways, made known or to be made known to them, whatsoever it should cost them, the Lord assisting them. It was this covenant with God and one another that would change the course of world history. This change in the way man did things in his institutions is what made Satan so angry. It was a threat to his kingdom in a big-time way. If these biblical ideas took root somewhere that Satan's control didn't reach through his false church or his system of civil government, there could grow an example of a nation through which much of God's kingdom might be advanced in this world. And that is Satan's greatest nightmare. These people, whom we know as the Pilgrims, already understood that their call from God was to create a community which would, through their homes, churches, and education method, their civil government, and their economic system, put out the gospel of Christ and implement its principles into every area of their culture. Their aim was to obey Jesus' command to, quote, go ye therefore and teach or disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. This command to teach the nations started with telling them God's plan for them as individuals, but then His plan for their family, their church, and the other institutions of their nation. All of this plan was for the purpose of teaching, funding, and protecting by law the right to teach and fund the gospel of Jesus Christ going to generation after generation on this continent, and ultimately to the whole world from here. You see, this is why Satan hated so much this little band of common men we call the Pilgrims. It's why he hated the United States of America, which grew out of those biblical ideas which the Pilgrims planted here. His greatest effort to stop those ideas has been the last 100 years. The socialist movement is Satan's greatest attempt in history to stop the flow of the gospel of Christ to the next generation. This is why he has attempted to steal this current election. It's all about stopping the open proclamation of the gospel. It's not about defeating an individual or a party. It's about trying to stop the gospel of Christ. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.